Johnson told an audience at Washington School of Advanced International Studies, SAIS, that the biggest U.S. banks bear considerable blame for the financial crisis and subsequent global recession. Saying that they comprise a financial oligarchy, Johnson said the biggest banks should be broken up into smaller parts. He predicted that some major U.S. or European banks will fail. He opposes nationalization, saying governments make bad managers and would impose a political agenda on the banks. Now a professor at the business school at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, Johnson voiced a similar view in responding to a caller on America's C-SPAN television last week.
Think about that, right? Why are your taxes going to go up? Why is the government having to take these measures? Because of the mistakes made by big business. Why they made these huge mistakes? Because they became far too powerful. And now they're trying to stick the rest of us with the bill.
Johnson said the financial services industry exerts its political power by contributing huge amounts of money to the electoral campaigns of members of the U.S. Congress. Johnson said world economies are currently so weak that despite massive monetary and fiscal stimulus, recovery is likely to be sluggish and slow. Another economist, Financial Times financial commentator Martin Wolf, last week told a Washington audience that the bailout of the banks is imposing intolerable costs on U.S. and European governments.
We can't go on living like this. It's intolerable. And that is really the background, I think, with which we have to approach thinking about the future of the financial system. We shouldn't allow one sector of the economy to inflict costs upon economies which are comparable. In these terms, fiscal costs, of course it's not the same destruction, but fiscal costs, broadly speaking, economic costs, which are like having a significant war.
The International Monetary Fund says the financial losses directly related to the banking crisis are likely to approach $4 trillion. The global crisis began in August 2007 with a credit squeeze associated with losses in the subprime U.S. mortgage market. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.